Transgender rights advocates are pushing for a reform to the law to be named after the victim of an alleged gang rape inside a Tasmanian prison. The mother of Marjorie Harwood claims the prison failed in its duty of care to the woman, but the prison service rejects that, saying it has a policy to protect transgender prisoners. Rhiannon Shine reports.
Rosemary Harwood always knew her son Marty was different.
But didn't marry me. I was dead. Didn't hide his gender. I'd walk down the street with him. I used to buy him makeup. I didn't care. He wanted ladies' clothes, he got ladies' clothes. What's so wrong with being different?
As an adult, Marty became known as Marjorie. Her family says she endured bullying about her sexuality, turning to alcohol and committing crimes, including shoplifting and assault. Marjorie was in and out of jail several times and went back to Hobart's Risdon prison around a year ago.
Oh, I used to say to the magistrate, can you please put him somewhere safe because of his sexuality? But people are saying, no, I can't blame the magistrate. It's not up to the magistrate to say where he goes.
Rosemary Harwood says Marjorie was housed among the male prison population, where she was allegedly gang-raped by a group of men and hospitalised.
And he said, Mum, they raped me. Five of them. They left me there.
Police have no record of the alleged rape, which they say was never reported. Last month, the 38-year-old died from kidney failure. Marjorie's mother says she'd lost the will to live.
Don't want dialysis, Mum, I want to die. And that's hard for a mother to accept.
Transgender rights activist Martine Delaney believes Marjorie should never have been housed in the men's prison.
I wonder why a prison system which provides protective custody for people accused of child sex offences didn't provide that same protection for a transgender person being placed in a male prison.
In a statement, the Department of Justice said the prison service has a comprehensive policy for transgender, transsexual and intersex prisoners, which prioritises safety and ensures prisoners are housed in a correctional facility appropriate to their gender identification. The department didn't explain why Marjorie was housed in the men's prison, saying it doesn't comment on individual prisoners. The group Transforming Tasmania is calling for reform in Marjorie's name to remove the need for a person's sex to be listed on their birth certificate.
Somebody like Marjorie would not have been in a situation where, because of their birth certificate, they were automatically placed in a men's prison.
The Harwood family is getting legal advice on whether the prison failed in its duty of care.
Rhiannon Shine reporting.